Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
To call me to speak. I thank God. I want to just say I thank God. I'm really grateful for New Creation Christian Center because they really kind of pulled on me. But they brought out, you know, God had been speaking to me to, you know, use my voice. You have a voice. And sometimes things come along and try to muffle that voice. But I thank God, like my sister said, you go through many tests, so he's definitely speaking to us. So thank God. Let me just go forth with a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for your sweet presence in this place, oh God. Lord, we humble ourselves before you, Lord God. And as I go forth, Lord God, I ask that you would just remove me, decrease me, that you might increase in me. Speak through me what you would have spoken, God. Not of my words, but your words, oh God. No shape, form, or fashion. But Father God, let my words be worshiped to you, Father God. Let my words be in spirit and in truth, Father God. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes when worship is so good, you just want to stay there. Hallelujah. I'm going to come from, the Lord was dealing with me about, when I asked him about worship, there was just many things I have been going through and things that God was dealing with me and removing out of me and, as my sister says, shaping and molding and preparing for what he's called me to. And I have been in a place where I say, yes, Lord, I'll answer. I will answer the call. So I thank you, sister, for calling me forth. Call to worship. There's just this many different things that have been going on in the body of Christ, just in our community, in our as we see transpiring around us. And the only thing I kept coming back to with worship is love. So I want to talk about love and unity. Let me get myself situated. Psalm 25, I want to just touch on that real quick. Because there's many ways to worship God. And one of the ways God was dealing with me in worship is how we honor each other, how we deal with one another. No, first of all, let me just say, let me go from worship. Worship, I'm going to read some definitions that I had. The act of reverence, this is coming out of the concordance. Render to God. And then there were some other ones. The act of praying or paying divine honor to God. To adorn him, to prostrate oneself. And then there was some that's glory and brilliance. My God, we do serve a brilliant God. Volunteer pity, meaning to reverend him, to voluntarily just to reverend him. And I like the piece about laying prostrate. Because it's at his feet. Oh, hallelujah. He says, lay it at his feet. Lay it at his feet. You know, in the Bible, it's mentioned, as I looked up the word worship, it said it was mentioned 8,629 times That's more than even prayer. Prayer said 132. So that goes to show you how powerful worship is. Oh, Jesus. I'll share, you know, worship is so powerful. Something happened to me today, and I had picked it up. And I wanted to go, I wanted to kind of fall in that place of, oh, me, oh, you know, like, wow. But on the way home from work, I just began to worship. And as we were sitting here worshiping, I was thinking to myself, I don't even know how I made it home because I was in worship. But I made it home. That's just how good and brilliant God's worship him is. Romans 12:1, I'll start there. I said Psalm 25, but I'm going to start with Romans 12:1. It says, therefore, I urge you, brethren and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And then how do we worship him in that spiritual act? God took me back to Galatians 5:22, and I'll just go ahead and read that. Sorry, I should have had it marked. Maybe I'll. Sorry, guys, I should have just brought my phone up. That would have helped better. But I'm just so old-fashioned. Should have had it marked. Come on, Holy Spirit, take me to Galatians 5:22. There we are. But the fruit of the Spirit, and remember the word, one of the words I really kept hearing was love. The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Many times I have to remind myself when things are coming against me to remember to worship, to use those fruits of the Spirit. Because many times we can jump off, or the flesh want to, but we have to remember. We have to go back. It says, and therefore I urge you, brethren, to view, in the view of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. So if I'm saying I'm going to offer my body as a living sacrifice and I've taken Christ to be my Lord and Savior, then I'm one with him, then I'm one with his characters. And I have to act as he acts. I have to show compassion. That was another thing that kept coming back. There were some certain things going on around. And God said, exhibit compassion. Sometimes the only thing that people see, or the only Christ that people see, is in us. Is in us. I want to go to, I should have just brought my phone up. I apologize. Exodus 34:8. Gonna switch gears here. I just want to talk about when you worship, it doesn't matter the circumstances or what's going on around you. You want to stay in that position. You want to always stay in the position to honor God, to worship God. Even when you want to come out of it, stay in position. Position your heart. Position your mind, your body, your spirit. Oh, Jesus. Moses bowed down to the ground at once and worshiped. O Lord, if I have found favor in your eyes, he said, then let the Lord go with us. Along this is a stiff-necked people. Forgive our wickedness and our sin. Take us as your inheritance. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before your people, I will do wonders. That's what he does when you prostrate, when you worship him, when you honor him. It's always in worship that God begins to move. He'll shift some things for you. He'll transition things for you. He'll put things in place. But Moses, he stood for the people. He prostrated himself before God. And he cried aloud. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it says, the Lord is a compassionate God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faith and faithfulness. It is at the point that Moses bowed down and worshiped God, he lay prostrate, that the things begin to shift, that he gave Moses favor. But it wasn't until then. So when we see people around us, our loved ones, we're to always just, as hard as it get, or people around us, uplift them in love. It's just too much going on in our community, in our world, to not unite in love. 1 Peter says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. And we all know that someone covered our sins. My God. He's no respecter person. There's another thing that was just really... Says, I'm going to just go back to this. It was at that point of worship, that worship took place. Wonders, awesome works that I do, say the Lord, I will do for you. And I'm just talking about worship. I'm just talking about when we go before God and we praise him in the midst of trouble, when we praise him in the midst of our scattered mind and our perceptions. I'm asking God to just create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. You know, to let me have his mind. Jesus. And Psalm 141:2. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And in his word, in Isaiah 58:1, he says, shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. There's times where I know people wonder, I have wailed out. And it's such a loud wail that it startles me at times. But when you have gone through and you know where you come from, there's a wail, there's a sound that connects to the Father's heart. It's a sound that moves his heart. It moves it to do things for you. There it goes again, that worship. Sound like a trumpet. And when God was dealing with me that and he was showing me that, when they sound that trumpet, it was like a sound of alarm, a sound for a call for help. But it wasn't until they sound that trumpet that God, you know, came to rescue and came to help them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And worship, we want to always follow hard after God's heart. We want to be a beacon of God's love. Be a light. There's times I'm literally begging God. I go through and living in this neighborhood. But God, I know God placed me here for a reason. And I know the lives that have been touched, that have come into my home, young people, old people. And I have a compassion for people. It's a gift of God. That love inside of me that wants to just forgive my friends, love the hell out of people. Love them. I mean, just be that one that they see. There was a man around here, situation. And God just used me to show him compassion and to show him love. And some days when I come, I be just have to turn my music up when I come here. I turn up my worship music because it's like I just need it to drain out, to allow me to connect to him. And you just don't know who's watching. You don't know who you're touching by, you know, exemplifying the love of Christ or to walk in that light. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Hallelujah. And that goes back to Romans 12:1. Everything we do, let it bring honor to God. And I hope I'm saying this word right in the midst of looking up the word worship and just conversing with God. Avada, am I saying that right, Pastor? Because I know you know those words. Avada, Avada, A-V-O-D-A-H. It was in concordance, worship. It means work is what it said. Service unto God. It ain't. It's like God said, it's not always about being inside the church. We are the church, and we have to take the church out because a lot of people are not coming into the church. So wherever we go, if we're in the grocery store, if we're in our community, we're in our neighborhood, we are that church. We are that light. We are the Christ that they'll see. Hallelujah. Sorry, I will get that in a minute. There's something I want to read. I don't think I brought it. Apologize. I just want to read something. I'm going to go on and be obedient. I think it was back in May. The praise team was worshiping, and the song I wrote down, Overwhelming, Reckless Love of God. And Say the Name of Jesus. That name's so powerful. I have begun in thee to think, to, let me spell down Darshan. And it says, begin to thank me. Water stirring. I am stirring the waters. Praise me, O clap your hands unto thee, unto the Lord. For when the praises come up, the blessings come down. I deserve your praise. Your praise stirs my heart. It activates me to move, for you are my living testimony. There it is, through you, the unbeliever is made a believer. God has put me in the path of so many people, and the people that I work with, many of them are not saved, but they can see when you carry that light. I had this woman tell me today, she said, I'm not in the church. even though her family built one of the mega churches years, I mean, she's 93. So back in Baltimore, they built one of these churches. And she said, I don't go to church. She said, she tells me all the time, but she told me today, she said, you know, many people calling you because, well, she says, you're spiritual. That's what she calls it. So, but I guess that would be walking in the spirit. So it's just when you just be who you are and you walk in Christ, you don't have to worry about trying to be who you're not. Just be you. Just walk in your truth. We're not here to please man. We're not here to please our family, but we're here to please God. To be that living sacrifice, to be that example of Him. Hallelujah. Sorry. And then going back to when you sound the alarm, when you're going through in that midnight hour and you get in that closet or wherever you want to get and you begin to worship Him and praise Him and shabak Him, which means to encourage to praise God with a loud voice. Yeah. Our loud voice won't scare Him. If anything, it moves Him. It moves Him to move certain situations and circumstances around for us. And then to always just be in prayer. It says when we come together in unity, we're not easily defeated. We can't be defeated. When we unite together, mighty things can happen. Mighty things happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read something that God has given me. And it was back years ago, I think like in 04. But He really pressed upon me because He really wants to bring His people back to a place of prayer and a place of worship. It says, will there be such a one that is willing to forsake all and come and work for my kingdom? Will you trust me as your employer? I need those to be available 24/7, just like the medical or emergency respondents are on call 24 hours, so I need you to be. I need those who will diligently cry out for the land. Speak my word daily through your house and through the house of prayer, meaning the body of Christ, the church, however. Stand on, speak, consume of Psalm 91 and Isaiah 58. No more will my people walk with a limp or out of place, but they will walk in the straight and narrow path that I have set before them. My people have been depriving themselves so long, living so underprivileged, and not in the power and dominion that I have instilled in them. Arise, take your rightful positions, and wait upon and take hold of my instructions. Be on guard at all times so that you won't be caught off guard by your adversary. Daily clothe yourselves with the whole armor of God, that you will be ready expectedly and unexpectedly. Daily keep your ammunition stocked. Your ammunition is my word. It will be a sure weapon that will not fail, but will lead you into victory. It is the all-powerful weapon that will deliver the enemy over into thy hands. I need for you to take heed with all sincerity. And I didn't have a whole lot to say tonight. I just wanted to touch on, I mean, sometimes I feel like I know for me, I got to have say. And sometimes You don't have to have a lot to say. Just say what God gives you to say, or say what you need to say, and let it resonate. Let that be that. And I just want to be obedient to God. And just, I just want us to be able to just, you know, continue to stay mindful. Stay prayerful. Remember to that we are that light. We are that living sacrifice. We are God's ambassadors. And so we want to always move forward in the things of God. I'm just trying to make sure there's anything else that I did not cover. Okay, let me read this. Let me just read Psalm 145, and then I will close that. This is another way that we can worship God in spirit and in truth and in deeds, and just honoring him. It says, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. When I was reading that one generation, you read stuff and sometimes it's like a song you hear and you're just like, what? Did that really say? It just hits you. You really hear it. And when I heard one generation will commend your works to another, we are that generation right now. There was a word that God kept giving that I'm going to do a new thing. Now is that new thing. It's time for us to walk in that new thing now. It's transpiring. It's taking place. He's transitioning. We've already transitioned. Now we just have to walk in it. They will tell of your mighty acts. This is what we are to do. Tell of his mighty acts. They will speak of your glorious splendor, of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. They will tell of your power, of your awesome works. And there's that word again, awesome works. Everything he do is good and perfect and awesome. I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. There's all those words again, compassionate and love. Love conquers all. The Lord is good to all. He is compassionate on all he has made. All you have made will praise you. All that you have made will praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to stop there. Because I think even with that, just let it resonate. Let it speak to you how God would have it to speak to you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us and in your people. God, I ask that you would just remove every hindrance, every blockage, every satanic act coming against the people of God that comes to conquer and divide. Lord, we need a revival. Lord, we need you, Father God. We need you to move in us and through us. Help us to be those living sacrifices when it's hard. Help us to walk in obedience, because you said obedience is better than sacrifice. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for you are a good God. You are an awesome God. And there is no other God besides you, O Lord. So, Lord God, I stand before you and I stand with your people, O God, and ask that you would just move supernaturally, Lord God. Move upon your people. Cause there to be such a shifting and a shaking and a transition, Father God, that we will know that we know that we know that only you, God, have done it, and you alone. We give no man the honor and glory, but you alone, O Lord, are worthy of our praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And thank you, Father God, that even in the midst of our wayward spirit at times, you yet still love us, O God. You still yet allow us the privilege to even utter your name, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Speak, Lord. Allow me to speak what you would have me to speak, God. God wants us to be as he was. He was an ultimate sacrifice. He worshiped with his body because he loved us, because the Father loved us. That's worship. Hallelujah. God's not worried about a name or a title or position or how long. He's worried about our hearts. I want your heart, says God. Will you give me your heart, says God? Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Worship you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are times when you just go through so much, but when you open your mouth and you give him that praise, it shifts the atmosphere. It shifts God. It moves him in such supernatural ways. There's nothing that we have to lack. There's no sickness he can't cure. I am God. He promises in his word, ask what you will in my son's name, and I shall do that. Oh, ye of little faith. Open up your mouth to praise me, yet your heart is far from me. Let our hearts not be far from you, O God, because when we doubt you, after we have asked you, then our heart is not in alignment with you, O God. So align our hearts with you, O God, that you will perform, that we will see what you have already set in place for us, O God. Allow us to walk in true worship through our deeds, through our works, showing the love of God to others and even to ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was in prayer at home just crying out to God. And I know it sounds funny, but God, he can come to us on our level. Or he just speaks to us. I don't know, we tend to think he's this God, like, I'll speak for myself and others that I know have. He's not this God that we can't come to. He's our Father. He's our Abba Daddy. And I was walking around, and it's just this, I started hearing this song. And it said, "New thing, I make God's heart sing." He sings over us. He honors his creation. And so with that, I pray that we just remember the love of God and that we begin to exhibit and exemplify the love of God to others. Even when it's hard, just begin to show love to others as Christ showed love for us when he gave his life for us. God bless.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.